3, 2, 1.
Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Good afternoon, evening. Welcome to the Watchman Chronicles, Watchman for Jesus program. Oh, where am I today? On this 3rd of February, 2014. My name is Thomas Campbell, and I am the host of this program brought to you by RevelationRadioNetwork.org, Revelation Radio Network. And we're thankful and grateful that we're hosted here, and we appreciate it by Revelation Radio Network. Family, tonight, I want to talk about the basis of where we are today as far as historical wars and so forth that have been set up all along. Now, I'm not able to actually have a video, but I'm not able to actually play it on this network on my own. I've got it sort of synchronized, but I'll have to go about it a different way. I have a program also, 4 to 6 p.m., Mondays through Fridays, on WatchmanForJesus.com, 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. And also Bible study, 7:30 to 9, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays. Monday nights alone, I am also, one night every Monday, Revelation Radio Network from 8 to 10. And we're here every Monday night. So my own network, I do play videos, but I'm not able to here because I got to synchronize it just right, and I can't do that here. So I will still give you some of the same information that would be on this video, but actually some more detail. Family, the history books that have been written all of our lives that we've went through school with, what people don't realize are these history books have been almost totally fabricated. Now, you know, when you tell people these things, it just draws a negative response because people don't want to believe they've been deceived to this extent. But the extent we've been deceived as a nation from a government, a religious institution, based on secret societies. Now, Jesus Christ is real. That you can rest your assured on. Rest assured that Jesus Christ is real. He is the Savior of this world. And the supernatural is not just something that you go to church just to sit there and hope it's real. It is real. The supernatural is the rule, and the natural state of existence, the physical world, that's temporary. See, we got it all backwards. It's all backwards. And what's going to stay is the supernatural. What's going to go is the natural state of things. That's called the tribulation that's yet to come, the judgment of mankind, and the beginning of eternity in a supernatural realm. I don't think I could say that twice in a million years. But that's the reality. In the meantime, what really happened, and not metaphorically, there's a man and a woman created by God from the very beginning. And they were created as adults. Their name was Adam and Eve. And they were the first humans. There was no humans before Adam and Eve. Now, mankind has made up all kinds of tales about man was created before Adam and Eve in Genesis 1. And then Genesis 2 came along, Adam and Eve, the first Jews. That's what they say. That's your Arnold Murray and Herbert Armstrong and so forth. But this is not even scriptural. Because you see, Herbert Armstrong, Arnold Murray, Dobson, all the rest of them, are aligned with Hebrew roots movement. Yeshua, Yahshua, Yahweh, so forth. And they are lined up with the Christian Identity, Family Research Council, Council of National Policy orientation. You'll find, if you do research, and I've got the research if anybody wants it, to find the connection with all these names under this agenda. It's there. But what they say, that man was created in Genesis 1, and then comes along the second creation of Adam and Eve in Genesis 2. But what it really is Genesis 1 is the premise, the first 7 days, in general terms, describing what happened, and Genesis 2 is specifically how man was created exactly. And then Job, actually, in the book of Job, talks more about creation, actually, in more detail. But Genesis 1 is simply a general premise of how God created the universe and the animals and man and so forth. The Bible is written in kind of a scientific method, actually. It was the first effort of mankind in scientific method. But you'll find the Hebrew Roots movement is identified with the tribe of Dan. And making the United States, making the North American continent as a new Atlantis. Oh, there's a lot to it, actually. And you'll find that Herbert Armstrong, for example, and also Arnold Murray, linked up to Christian Identity, are bringing in the Jeshua, Yahweh terms. Now, if you would care to, you can do your research right now as we talk. And you can link up the name of Sananda Emmanuel, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Emmanuel. And you'll find him to be an ascended master, one of the masters of wisdom, they call him, or an alien, depends on which direction you're coming from. Sananda Emmanuel. Look at his face, look at his picture, and you'll find that is who we think is Jesus, but it's not. Jesus looks different. Nobody knows what Jesus looks like. No one ever made pictures, paintings, of course, or a sculptor or anything of that nature. Nobody really knows. But what you will find to be true, that if you look up the name Sananda Emmanuel, then you look up who this person is, you'll find him to be one of the 66 ascended masters. Not Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God incarnate in human flesh, totally different person. Now, second link up will be the one named Sananda Emmanuel, also referring to himself as Yeshua or Jeshua. See, that's the part of disclosure, the day of declaration, which brings Maitreya, the new age Antichrist, the real one, to mankind. This is the connection they didn't want you to make. That's why the Hebrew Roots movement, Sacred Name movement, wants to condition people now in the very subtle, and in some cases, subtle and direct, depends who they're talking to making Jesus the name Yeshua. Well, that's his Hebrew name and so forth. It's not what the King James Bible says. If you look at the King James Bible, the name is Jesus. Well, then they come with, there's no J in Hebrew. Well, it doesn't matter, because it's transferred to Greek. The Greeks, after the Jews failed to bring the word of mankind, the word of God to mankind, because they were divided and separated, remember? They failed to bring the holy word to mankind. It fell upon the Greeks. Therefore, it was written in Greek. Some transcripts in Hebrew. And through the evolution of the Bible, from the copies of copies, the original manuscripts, perfectly aligned, perfectly translated, accumulated around 70 to 90 AD, after 90 AD, in Antioch, Syria. They're all accumulated by the real Christians. Christianity was not even a religion then. Christianity didn't exist until 325 AD. They never considered it a religion, Christianity. Christians are not about Christianity. Christianity is religion, a doctrine created by the Vatican in 325 AD at the Council of Nicaea by Constantine, the first pope. And that's a fact. So before 325 AD, there was no Christianity. There was Christians who followed Jesus. But Christianity was made into a religion. All religions, including Christianity, is either infiltrated or corrupt. All religions, including Christianity. See, Jesus Christ and the King James Bible is not about Christianity. It's about salvation and redemption. The Vatican created a religion called Christianity and divided up in all kinds of sects, S-E-C-T-S. Look at all the many different types of religions basically under Christianity and sects that's under Christianity. You see, that's why, to keep everybody divided. Oh, it's very clever what Satan has done. Very clever. And then cause to fight each other, using religion to collect money, cause war, mass suicides, murders, dictatorships under the name of Christianity. See, Jesus was never about that. It's complex what they've done. What I'll try to do is just show you some of the aspects of it. And everything I tell you, do your own research. And you will find this to be true. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to get down to it. And we'll talk about how they set this thing up. And remember, history is written by who? History is written by the victors. That's who writes the history. And they hide the rest. So that's one thing to remember. We've always thought that history was true, but there's very little history that is true worldwide. You know, and it gets kind of worrisome and overbearing to hear this, but family, we're operating on deception, which means we're heading down a deceptive trail. The truth that you have is in the King James Bible. The truth that you have, the ultimate end, is whether or not the soul goes to heaven or the soul goes to hell. The dividing path is the side that takes Jesus Christ as Savior, renounces, if you're a Freemason or a secret society member, that renounces the blood oath that you've taken, and you have your home delivered with the demons you've brought in. Because when you take a blood oath of the Freemasons at the highest level, they've not told you the truth about whom they worship. and they will lie to you, as Albert Pike has instructed them to do so in his Morals and Dogma, the book. He tells them that the first, second, and third Blue Lodge degrees are to be deceived. And then later, fourth degree on up, they're giving little nuggets of truth as they go along. And all this really is, all this really stands for is little carrots to bring you along. You see, Satan's been a busy boy. You know, and so what I try to do in my broadcast, all of them, is expose this lie and the many different facets that it consists of. And it's not very pleasant to hear sometimes because people don't want to hear that they've been deceived most of their life. But it's all true. And here's the other rub. Is they're the ones bringing out the truth, up to about 80% of the truth, and deviating the other 20%. And the reason they're bringing out the truth lately in masses is they, number one, have to. They're required to tell the truth, but they do it in such a way that's deceiving. So the general population will see movies or TV or commercials or cartoons or history books certain ways. They get part of the truth, or the truth is associated with fictional movies or TV or whatever to where it's not really believable, but you've been presented the truth. But here's the other reason. The other method they use is once they have total control, which it seems that they've accomplished, of the population mass worldwide, once they have total control, the next step will be to show how worthless all the governments, all the religion, all the churches, religion, governments, financial situation, everything is worthless. Why? It's called the dialectic. Because when you find out that this particular car you've bought is worthless, you're going to what? I'm going to want one that's good. It's very simple. They control both sides. It's called the dialectic. They give you the problem. They have the solution. So they give you the problem, the population, the culture, the person, whatever, reacts, and when the reaction can be anticipated, they have the solution. And that's how they control the population. Very skillful use of it, by the way. Very skillful. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Family, once you know the truth, then you'll know what to do. But if you don't have the truth, for example, I mean literally, you got a Harvard professor that's writing books, teaching in class, and I mean this quite literal. His teaching, his books, his CDs will be very deceptive and will not remotely tell the truth because they're operating on a false premise in the first place. Because one, if they're atheist or agnostic, they're not going to acknowledge the reality of the supernatural. So without acknowledgement of the reality of the supernatural, how can they possibly give you a premise, discussion, and prospective solutions? It will not be adequate. It'll be completely inadequate. Now, I'll give you some evidence. Well, I'll give you some evidence. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'll give you some evidence about making that sweeping statement that's made. I can't make a statement like that without giving you some kind of evidence. And I can do that. Lord, tonight we come before you in prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus. We pray. Lord, we lift up to you this broadcast. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have in the network. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have in our own network. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to witness the truth about Jesus and Father's second coming. Father, we thank you for the King James Bible. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. And Father, we pray for our brethren, our family members that are sick, in need of healing. We've listed the names before. We pray, Father, for those families that may be listening. For Randy's family, that for Father, that his family members will listen to him, that they'll open up their hearts and their minds, and their spirit will open to the truth of Jesus. That, Father, when Randy speaks, that his family members will somehow hear him, and the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts and soften it, that they'll listen. Father, we pray for the families that where we've lost loved ones, that, Father, the death, the tragedies will bring people together. And, Father, for those that have been infected with this vaccination that's caused dementia, caused Alzheimer's, and that causes the autism, that, Lord, we know the truth is coming out now, that, Father, use your Holy Spirit to start the healing. And these are created cancers, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will correct them. Father, that prayer would become the rule today. Father, we pray that you guide us tonight. And we pray also for the returning servicemen. That, Father, we know the vaccinations, the microchips and the pills, the induced post-traumatic stress that's been put upon them. And, Father, the lies that their commanders have been telling them, that, Lord, you wake them up and set divine appointments, that, Father, they'll be led to the truth about Jesus. And, Father, your Holy Spirit will bring miracles to protect them, to heal them from the effects of these drugs, these microchips, and to take away those thoughts of suicide. Father, forgive us of our sins. Give us that conviction and those trials and tribulations to make us stronger. And, Lord, to protect us with the blood of Jesus. And we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, I have had a videotape that someone had found for me and sent to me, and I watched it. And it was by one named Pratt. And it's a very good video. And it's only 20-some minutes long, 28 minutes long. And what I did today, my broadcast 4 to 6, part 1, which actually I only got to part of the tape, the video. I'm going to finish it up tomorrow, part 2. Someone else did the video, but I had ad-libbed in between of additional information and supporting or substantiated facts about the wars that wasn't put in there. But that's okay, because you put everything in this video, it would be like hours and hours long. I just added some stuff in there. So anyway, I'll do part 2 tomorrow. I can't do part 2 tonight. However, I will give you something just the same about how this really works. I mean, it's quite an amazing story. It's quite an amazing set of facts to find out what's really going on in our history, and to know that this is guided by supernatural forces. You know, you look at these generals, senators, presidents, or whatever, prime ministers and kings and queens of countries and popes and all these people, and you think, ooh, ah, wow, can I get your autograph? Or you think, well, yes, sir, general. No, they're nothing more than mere slaves of the system. That's all. Your Eric Holders, Bernanskis, and all these guys and are nothing more than throwaways. That's all they are. The Illuminati families are Italian, German, insiders, 13. I've named them before, but I got my information from John Coleman, Fritz Sprengmeyer, and then I checked them out, and it confirmed. I don't just take one source, ever. Three or more sources. Usually I go about six, but three, never less than three. And this is how the world really works. It's Luciferian. You know what's really amazing? The reality is, in every single war we've ever had, every war. Let's take World War II, you had Americans on this side and the British and so forth. And over here on the other side was the Germans, the Japanese, and Italians and so forth. And then, of course, you got the Russians over there and all that. Guess what? Every one of the fighting men, Battle of the Bulge, Wake Island, doesn't make a difference where. All those fighting each other actually had the same enemy, and they didn't know it ever in any war. We fought the Japanese, but the Japanese and Americans in the Pacific had the same enemy. And guess who that enemy was? The Vatican, the Jesuits, the secret societies in their own countries. Let me give an example. Now, I'm laying the groundwork to start a sequence of dates here in a minute, but I'm giving you the groundwork and the root word. My regular listeners have heard this before, but I need to say this again to give you an example how massive this really is. Now, my regular listeners that's followed me along probably have this memorized, but I need to include this right now, I feel. On March the 4th, 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, 1939, and 6 years after a planned military coup of the U.S. government by insiders of the U.S. government, inclusive of FDR, to take control of America and make it a dictatorship, had failed to happen. The next time it would be attempted would be 1963. Oh, yeah. That failed and resulted in 4 assassinations that were key. JFK, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X. So they could not make the dictatorship public. The next time it would be attempted was in 1972 and 74 by Nixon and a running mate, a running partner of his, a good friend of his, called General Cushman of the Marine Corps. They were going to attempt a military coup of the U.S. government in 1972. As a matter of fact, the evidence supporting that is the fact that old Milhouse Nixon had signed Executive Order 11647 to balkanize, to divide the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, and to assign a UN administrator to each region that would control a governor once he divided the United States into 10 regions. That's called balkanization, to balkanize it, to divide it, separate communities, or separate states, if you will. He furthered the order in 1973, 11731, and to make sure he had a dictatorship when it's supposed to take place in 73, he signed the Executive Order 11495. See, Obama is doing nothing more than what was carried on by his cousins before. You heard me right, through his mother. Oh, yeah. Everything I'm telling you is substantiated by facts. You see what's happening? This is a Luciferian agenda. Carried on through the Vatican and the Illuminati royal blue bloodline families of this world to set up a new world order that they've been trying to make public since 1933. That was the initial purpose of World War I. You getting the idea? Well, here's evidence from a president. And the idea has always been, and this isn't a mistake, since the year 1425, long-term planning, was to make America the melting pot of the world and eliminate all races except for a mixed blood that they had planned to bring people together. 500 years after that. Family, this is long-term planning. Well, I'm going to give you a quote, just as one example, from FDR, 2 years before Pearl Harbor. See, they planned Pearl Harbor in 1921 to 1928. Who's they? FDR, his cousin Churchill, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor as a trigger to bring on World War II. World War II was planned before 1875, actually before 1873. Conceptual terms. Is this too much for you? This is heavy stuff, I'm telling you. But it's true. Okay, here's a quote coming directly from FDR to three congressional committees that was sealed behind closed doors. And one of the senators, named Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, look him up, was attending in one of these committees. Secret audience, a military appropriation committee, Ways and Means Committee, and a Special War Finance Committee. And those were supposed to be sealed. Well, in around 1950s, Senator Lundeen was connected to William G. Carr, commander in Canadian Coast Guard. And he knew that William G. Carr, when he got out of the Coast Guard in 1950s, well, whatever year he got out, he knew in around 1950s that William G. Carr was whistleblowing. He gave him a copy of this quote for him to include it in his book, Red Fog Over America. You will find it in there. And keep in mind when I said that we're supposed to be the melting pot of the world since 1492, and every generation has been adding to it to bring all the cultures into America by design. That's always been the experiment. Never freedom. And you'll see what I'm talking about when I say this. So this is exactly what FDR said in front of these three congressional committees, the reality. And the President Roosevelt reflects the attitude, the agenda of all the underlings called presidents in our country that are subjugated under the Vatican, controlled by the monarchy, as a corporation, not a country. Whew, that's heavy. But this is a reality that your Freemason judges and lawyers, administrators are not telling you. Here's what FDR said behind closed doors. Begin quote. I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people, that is the Illuminati, by the way, he's not talking about Americans. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. Instruments were every American citizen. Continuing. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people, as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible. And in the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Now that was said, unquote, that was said in front of the Secret Audience Military Appropriation Committee, Ways and Means Committee, Special War Finance Committee, and that copy was given to William G. Carr by mail through Senator Lundeen in time for William G. Carr to include it in his book, Red Fog of America, 1955. I have the first edition. I have the original first edition, by the way. No copy. This is original first edition. It's in my possession. And it's real. And you know they kept it in the family? If I were to ask you today, using history books, who wrote the Communist Manifesto? Well, you would say Karl Marx. It's in the history books, 1848. And I would tell you, wrong. Because 7 years before, Karl Marx plagiarized a document, calling it the Communist Manifesto. Plagiarized. Yep, plagiarized. That means he copied it from somewhere. Yeah, I'd say, yeah, you're about right. And you would say, copied what then? And I said, I'll tell you what. I know, ask, answer. He copied it, plagiarized it from a document written by Clinton Roosevelt, an ancestor of FDR in 1841. And the document, I also have a copy, by the way, is called The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws, unquote. And all that was a plagiarized version of the teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest. He was from Frankfurt University in Germany. They call him a renegade Jesuit priest. He arranged for the agentur of the Illuminati to infiltrate into the French Freemasonry, 1776. And so, in 1782 of July, French Freemasonry married the Illuminati at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in the official ritual, official presentation. They combined the two orders at this Congress of Wilhelmsbad in 1782. And ever since then, Freemasonry has been a part of the Illuminati. Freemasons don't know this because they only ask questions. So the secret power directing the world revolutionary movement that we are into today that's failed in five occasions, at least, because God's in control. And it is the conspiracy of Satan to use Freemasonry to further the secret plans and their ambitions, at the same time to cloak it until such time that they have total control and they will reveal it to the public. But now, when they have significant actors in politics, religion, finance, philosophy, the arts, politics, whatever, and they show them the vastness of this conspiracy, those who do not know the Bible, those who do not have faith in Jesus, those that are amazed by the works of man, that's going to be torn down when Jesus Christ comes back, find themselves overwhelmed, and they join this conspiracy or die. Because once they show it to them, they're not going to let them live. Case in point, Rousseau, Larry McDonald, assassination of presidents, that's Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK, went against the Illuminati. Garfield went against them, but on his own deal. He didn't do it for benevolent reasons. He did it for selfish, ignorant reasons. I can't count him necessarily. He just went against it for his own personal reasons or his own reasons. It wasn't for America. But Lincoln did, McKinley, and JFK. Andrew Jackson attempted it. They tried to kill him three times, and they failed three times. And that's it. Of all the presidents from George Washington to Lincoln, most all of them had slaves. You see, it's an amazing story we live in our world. Amazing story. From 1789 to 1860, and between the elections of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, for 50 of the 71 years, our presence, who were Illuminati, were slave owners. Slaves came into America, 1711, brought in by the Rothschilds. Willie Lynch taught the Southerners, slave owners, how to make better slaves. That was the third cultural group brought into the United States. The indigenous population were the Indians and Mexicans. They were here first, and you'll find that they are the descendants of Shem, Middle Easterner. That's why they look alike. Because when God divided the land in 10 generations after Nimrod, America was part of the Middle East before God divided the land by raising the water table. You'll find it in the generation of Peleg. God divided the earth. He divided the land. And you'll find that Japhet, son of Noah, went north when they came off the ark. You'll find that Ham went south. You'll find that Shem stayed in the Middle Eastern area. And you'll find America is adjacent to that ley line on the earth of the Middle East. So, look how the cultural table changes. From southern part of Africa, as you go further north, you pass over a ley line into the Middle East, the skin color changes. From black to olive color. And then as you go further up with the ley line above the Middle East, you start hitting in the European sector, and the folk get whiter. And you go up to Scandinavia and Ireland, all these up, and further up, man, they sheet white. Now, you take the offspring of Japhet, and you go more east. It's where that language ended up going. You'll find they're still white, but a different shade of white, like yellow looking, and they're Oriental. How come you don't have Orientals in Africa? Why do y'all go to over there? Why are they all located in one location? Each group. Because family, language, positioning on the earth over 10 generations changes the DNA to match that energy spot of that earth. That's why you're not going to find polar bears in Africa. You won't find no polar bears in Montana. But you're going to find polar bears up in the northern region because that ley line, the frequency vibration, electromagnetic energy up there, manipulates the DNA to fit. That's how God has got it set up. That's where your cultures came from when God divided the language at the Tower of Babel. The cultures separated and divided. Then he raised the water table to make sure they stayed divided. That's what happened. So Satan, and here's my point, finally. Satan then used this separation, established sovereignty, flags, and war. War kills people. The death, destruction it causes, I'm going to take a step further. They need energy, life force expended to manifest into this realm of the first heaven. For them to go from the second heaven where God put them after the flood, that's the main known universe of a supernatural realm, for them to come into this physical universe and manifest and have relationship with mankind, they must have a lot of life force energy to materialize. That's where your satanic worship, ritual, child sacrifice, murder, all kinds of disasters are created, creates energy. They absorb the energy, and they can manifest into this realm. And it's alchemy. It's what witchcraft is. That's the big picture. So they can come back into where they'd left off before the flood. Now you know. That's what all this is about. That's what the wars coincide with certain dates that I hope to get to here shortly to show you that as this works out. It's amazing when you start putting these dots together, you find how the dots are connected, how the witchcraft is set up, the alchemy, the rituals, invocations, and the wars coincide. That's why I pray against it. Your Wesak festival, all this is connected. So, to keep hidden until such time that they would have the leeway to make it public, they had to keep us in the dark. And they've done a wonderful job of it. In the seven areas that I've mentioned many times before, and my regular listeners have heard me talk about this dozens of times, but I always include new information, and I give you basically what's going on, but I include other information. Now, you have news going on. You got this. Oh, I do want to mention something, by the way, before I continue here, before I forget it. And this is part of it, by the way. You'll recall this snow, of course, that's been going on in the South. Now, first, they're going to take out the South anyway. They got to take out the Bible Belt to get rid of the Christian, well, pseudo-Christian doctrine. We'll start in the South when they start their dictatorship again. But I do want to add, this is sort of off the topic, but not quite. Actually, it's part of depopulation. You'll find up in the air these things called chemtrails. Condensation is where the plane goes across, and you see it at the distance, of course, and has a little tail to it. That's the exhaust of the plane, right? It always disappears, don't it? But then you got the planes all over the place where the trail of the plane, the exhaust, doesn't disappear, and it stays there and expands and do X's and crisscrosses. That's chemicals. Solid chemicals. Barium oxide. Aluminum oxide. Aluminum. Metal. Aluminum. And barium. Strontium. Barium niobate. In the days before the flood, when you had Nephilim, that's the hybrids of the sons of God and the daughters of man created hybrid humans. You had monsters back then. That was evolution. Manipulated DNA. They could do that, called alchemy, biological alchemy. They knew then, the fallen angels knew then how to manipulate DNA. That's where your dinosaurs came from. By their manipulation. That's why God sent the flood, to eliminate the DNA that was being manipulated. God didn't create those dinosaurs. Fallen angels did, by DNA manipulation and alchemy. The Earth's atmosphere had a high concentration of barium for those and nitrogen to allow even plants to grow very large. Talks about in the Bible. Giants that were 20, 30, 40 foot, talked about in the Bible. Dinosaurs you'll find in Job. Oh, yeah. Barium, nitrogen, was high content. Family, they're trying to reproduce that atmosphere to allow the Nephilim to come out again once they release them from deep underground military, deep underground bases. They're kept in some kind of seclusion that's high in barium, nitrogen. They're going to release them. Family, that's in the Bible. Also, the little light show from the extraterrestrial light show they're going to come up with, you'll find, now write this down, look it up. You don't believe me. It's kind of out there, but it's actually true. You'll find in the old TV tubes, old TVs back in the day, the gas mix in the old TV tubes had barium in it. Strontium niobate was in the gas tubes and aluminum and some other chemicals too, so the TV would be able to show you a screen. So they're trying to make the atmosphere like old TV tubes. Projected UFOs in holograms. Now, the Army has a project, patented. Link up right now while I'm sitting here, or whenever you want to. Strontium, barium, niobate, and link it up, plus sign, with 3D holographic imagery and see what you get. You got a military project is what you got. Now, they need sound. They have throughout the United States these towers. They're not cell phone towers. Every 300 miles, they got these big old towers with these pancake-looking rectangular objects or gigantic towers throughout the United States. You think they're cell phones. They're not. It's called ELF transmission. They have put the United States into a cloud of ELF radiation with these cell phone towers, but not cell phone towers. They're ELF towers, ELF, electromagnetic lower frequency towers. When they put that aluminum oxide, they put the microchips and nanobots and those chemtrails. You breathe them in. You've got these microchips in your body. It's what they've done. For the troops, they put them in through vaccines, and you'll find today there are 7,800 military personnel that are suing DOD and CIA for the past 3 years. There's been a lawsuit on the septal nose, septal implants of microchips in the body through the nose without them knowing it. They've also accomplished this through vaccines. Now, when you have the implants, it's been going on since the 60s or 70s. Certainly in the 1990s, they increased it. It makes them more susceptible to the ELF transmission. Now, here's the rub and the facts. This is where they get the voice-to-skull technology. In other words, they use HARP with this ELF cloud. They can speak to your husband or your daughter or your wife who's come back from Iraq or Afghanistan inside their head like they were listening to an MP3 player. They can monitor their sexual response. They can control their behavior. And this is, goes back to Petarich, 1970s, 1960s. Do y'all get this? Healthcare bill funds the RFID chip that goes into the body. I've traced it back to the 1960s. They can hypnotize a husband or a wife that's come back from Iraq and Afghanistan while they sleep. Now you know why so many shootings are happening. Now you know why there's 22 suicides per day. It's being orchestrated. And the Joint Chief of Staff at the highest level, they know this. And the cowards are laying quiet because they know what's going on. And the ones that know and not part of it, then they're cowards for not saying something and putting a stop to it. Whether they live or die, they're going to live with the lie they know. That's not living at all. You're already dead. 22 suicides per day is being orchestrated. If you go on my website right now, if you want to, unless you're already there, some of you are already there, and you look at the suicide conspiracy, I did just a basic study there. It's quite lengthy, but I call it basic because this thing is vast, what I'm telling you. If the average American had any idea of the scientific advancement they've made, it would just absolutely leave them mind-boggled. But we don't have to worry about that, do we? We got the Super Bowl. We got Dancing with the Stars. You can watch Bieber, if you Bieber, Baby Bieber, whatever, and get arrested. You can watch all kinds of TV if you want, and movies. You can, whether or not marijuana is going to be legalized or not, you can, all kinds of stuff just to keep you busy. And that's exactly what they're doing. You see, what I try to do in my broadcast is bring all this to bear. And I'm hoping some of these folks hear what I'm saying. And I'm hoping sometimes they get mad at me. I don't know, whatever it takes to wake people up. I don't, I'll do it, you know, to a certain extent, of course. I'm not going to do something, you know, it's not going to be national attention. I'm like, I'm not, you know, off the wall. But something I can say, somewhere I can go, something I can do in that regard, yes, I'm going to. And I guess my way is this broadcast and newsletters I send out and, I don't know, whatever else I can come up with that I've been doing all along. But people ain't listening. I can keep going forever, but if you want to, we can take a break here in about, at top of the hour. Before I go here, I do want to mention something else, and I'm going to talk about the last hour, about this war situation. I've been laying the groundwork the first hour. Gosh, where'd it go? I have to mention that John Hagee is so wrong. And if he wants to talk to me, I'll talk to him. I'll meet him head to head. These preachers and pastors and the TBN crowd are dead wrong in many, many aspects. And they're wrong on purpose. And they know it. There is no blood moon. That's a bunch of baloney. It's a lie. And Jews don't need salvation like we do. All human beings, all 9 billion, require the same salvation through Jesus Christ. Hagee is a Freemason. Hagee is leading people, thousands like Joel Osteen, Joyce Myers, and a whole lot of them. Copeland, they're all Freemasons, Eastern Stars. Family, get out of there. Run. Osteen, the whole lot of them. Fletcher, Carl Jessup, Jessup, Gallup, whatever. We're not in the sixth seal. We're not in the sixth trumpet. Man, we're not even in the first seal yet. The Quails, Dizdars, Nathan Neal, these people, family, I got to name names. You got to get out of there. Because they're not telling you the truth. We're not Great Babylon. It's impossible for us to be Great Babylon. We're not even the daughter of Babylon. Israel is the daughter of Babylon. Because in the Bible, it says that they will sign or confirm a peace covenant with the Antichrist. That's when God will allow the Antichrist to virtually decimate Israel. He'll stop it just in long enough time that the Antichrist will take control at mid-tribulation, and that is the abomination of desolation. He'll declare himself to be God. Family, hadn't even happened yet. And these so-called preachers and prophets, they're not just mistaken. They're doing it on purpose. Because they're setting you up to receive Sanand Emmanuel, the fallen angel, as return of Jesus. So that means they got to get rid of all the tribulation periods out of the way. And have a fake Armageddon. Now, there is no blood moons. There's no festivals. The only one is the tabernacle. If it's a tabernacle, that's yet to happen. Well, that's it. So that book about Hagee's blood moon is worthless. I wouldn't pay 2 cents for it. And I can tell you what I could use the pages for. And that's it. And that's a fact. Because they've debunked this blood moon. And several different truth tellers have already debunked this blood moon lie. So if I want to get that straight. And then don't take my word for it. You start your own research. Family, it's time to stand up. The family, you got good people in the VA hospitals, and you got some bad people in the VA. You got them mixed. We're going to a break here, looks like, shortly, and so they can advertise and all that and give us a break here. And maybe you're tired of hearing me talk, but I'm going to get wound up for the last hour. And I'm going to tell you some of the things they've pulled off on you for this last hour. It's going by fast today. Lord have mercy. So, okay, fam, we'll continue on here shortly. We'll go to break and come back and get ready to hit the ground running. We'll be back. Shortly. Not too far off. Okay, we got a break coming up here in a few minutes, I think. And they'll play the commercials and stuff. Family, it's up to you to do your own research. Never take one person's word for anything, especially now. I'm sorry it's got to be this way, but the deception is the rule, not the exception. Truth is the exception. And this is the way it is. Okay, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back as soon as it's over. Y'all get ready to hit the ground running when we get back. Okay, here we go.
Folks, Aaron Dakins here from the Truth Traveler Radio Show. I have a question for you. Do you wake up in the middle of those cold nights looking for another blanket? Well, I got the solution, the Sherpa Bed Warmer. What's that, you ask? It's the opposite of a blanket. Instead of sleeping under it, you sleep on top of it. It goes under your bottom sheet to collect your body heat and keeps you warm and cozy all night long. No electricity, no magnetic fields, nothing to catch fire. Realistically, a no-brainer. With today's high energy costs, making the most of your own body heat makes perfect sense. Made of thick pile synthetic fleece and fitting all bed sizes, the Sherpa bed warmer is something you don't want to do without. Great for everyone, children, the elderly, preppers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Machine washable, too. Compare Sherpa bed warmers to sheepskin mattress pads, which almost no one can afford. So check them out, SherpaBedWarmers.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Run!
Food storage.
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Hey, welcome back to Watchmen for Jesus program tonight on Revelation Radio Network. RevelationRadioNetwork.org. Welcome back. Family, we got one more hour to go. And I wanted to tell y'all, I think I was talking at one time a little while ago about the chemtrails, right? That snow that's going on today. Well, there's some analysis done on it. And look us up on your own now. Don't just take my word for it at all. They found that snow had a high concentration of barium, a concentration of aluminum oxide. But they also found that snow had made up of sodium polyacrylate, a water-absorbing polymer. Water compressed comes out of a nozzle. The air atomizes in the water. Then the expanding air cools the water very quickly, and the water begins to freeze while falling to the ground. That's why there's not much water in it. That's why it wouldn't melt like it's supposed to. Sodium polyacrylate is what that snow was. It's coming out again. Family, the food, the water, clothing, everything is a part of this. Satan has not been a quiet boy. He's been very busy since the Garden of Eden, and God's kept him with a short leash on him, actually. It's what's been going on all along. People don't get it. This is why God's going to send them great tribulation. For those that have went over the edge, he is going to set them up with a reprobate mind that they will not be able to accept him as Savior, because their mind will be sent to reprobate because they've gone too far. He will shut them down. It's in the Bible. A little while ago, I was talking about the colleges and universities, right? Before I move on to the wars, you need to know something about every single college in America. Now, some of you may be new listeners, but what I'm going to tell you, I can't exaggerate it enough to understand how massive this really is. You see, the fact that public education and the American media has in fact been taken over by a group of people. They want us to abandon our traditional worldview and accept secular humanism or Marxism-Leninism is very easily documented. This includes our so-called fellow Americans who pretend to be patriots and are not. One such, for example, they're Knights of Malta. Churchill was a Knights of Malta. General Jerry Boykin is a Knights of Malta. Oliver North is Knights of Malta. Leonard Horowitz is Knights of Malta. You got Chuck Missler, that's in Council of National Policy. Jack Kemp, Council of National Policy. Family, it is so secret the American people have no idea that the enemy is not Islam. The enemy is not their main enemies. Yes, true. The enemy was not even Nazism or the Japanese. They were enemies, true. But the enemy is the secret societies, the bloodline Illuminati families that set up these wars. That's the enemy. And they're within our own country, controlled by the monarchy and the Vatican. Well, they controlled public education. John Dewey, father of American education, John Dewey, and Horace Mann. They were secular humanists. They even set up in the 1917s, began the planning for the extraterrestrial hoax that's coming with Project Bluebeam. Technology was later to follow. Hadn't happened yet. family. This is long-term planning. You know, not every educator, every movie producer, is journalist, every publisher 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago was a part of this. But by now, yes, they are. But they put enough key people early in our history carried on that the others would be weeded out. The humanists were claiming victory in the conquest of American public school through the Freemasonry. You know, in 1930, Charles Francis Potter was proclaiming, quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every public school, every American public school, is a school of humanism, unquote. Did you notice I said every? I did. You say, well, that was back in 1930. Okay. How about 57 years later? I quote Herbert London of New York University. 57 years, a half a century later. A little continuity here, you might think. Quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades is breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. So that means every college university having these humanists that control every college. When they write a book, teach a class, they're lying to your children in college. This is easily proven. About 59 years later, 1989, Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist, 1990s, she says, I quote, the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities, unquote. At the same time, 1989, Roger Kimball said, I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical, that's Marxist and humanist, menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both the undergraduate and the graduate levels, unquote. Roger Kimball. Well, how about a doctor at Harvard? Is that good enough for you? How about Dr. Chester M. Pierce in 1973 in front of an auditorium of 2,000 teachers at one time, speaking to them at a teacher's convention in Denver, Colorado in 1973. He said, I quote, every child in America who enters the school at age 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with allegiances toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, toward our institutions, and toward the preservation of this form of government, patriotism, nationality, sovereignty. All of that proves that children are sick because a truly well individual is one who has rejected all these things. And that's what I would call the true international child of the future. Unquote, Dr. Chester M. Pierce. I got a half a dozen more quotes. I could read them all and read them and read them and read them. Family, Satan has infiltrated into this world at Adam and Eve's day. He's continued on. Is destroyed by water. God destroyed their DNA manipulation, the destruction of mankind, and start all over again with 8. Noah, 3 sons, 4 wives. The fallen angels start again with Nimrod and been going strong ever since. But they can't come into this realm without ritual, without sacrifice. And when they do come in through witchcraft, to manifest themselves into this realm or through many different means of channeling and so invocation and whatever, to bring about another Tower of Babel, another way, but this time by technology. In the meantime, using wars, deception, to take men's souls away from God. Now, that is what's going on. Now, we can Fukushima all day long. We can do the Fukushima. We can do the FEMA camp. We can do the little plastic coffins in Atlanta. We can get all afraid about NSA spying on me. Oh, dictatorship with Obama. All we want to. It's all about fear. Well, I know they lose. I'm not worried about them. Are we aware? Should be aware of it? Yes. Be prepared? Yes. But not have fear. Knowing all that, you go back to one of their planners and what he says. Sums it up. Brock Chisholm, who has family members in the Illuminati, even live today. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1946 to 48. He's a Unitarian, by the way, died in 1971. Brock Chisholm sums it all up in what these fellows are up to, both Americans and Europeans and all these other royal families. It sums it up like this. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Unquote. This is 1946. Now listen to me. They needed, before 1946, and between 1776 and 1945, they needed individualism. They needed loyalty to family traditions. They needed national patriotism. They needed religious dogmas. Why? To foment the wars. After the wars were finished, 1946, now began the takedown of America by the year 1950. Now you see. To destroy a country, you destroy the family unity. That goes back to 1776. And even Lenin, who was trained by the Illuminati, has quoted this many times. This is why the Rockefellers funded feminism, same-sex marriage, changing men and women roles, all that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's a big part of it. Involves Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, sending women to frontline units, changing the homestead law. All that, every bit of it can be traced to one report. To start the takedown, you will be facing now woman president. You watch it happen. At least they're planning it, at least getting in the minds of men, to change everything around. The satanic Baphomet, the upside down star, which is the logo of the Isis Star female organization. That's their logo, is a satanic Baphomet. It's to make man, woman, women, man. It's the Baphomet, the satanic Baphomet. To change God's creation and make it opposite of what it really is. Family, I know this probably makes people's heads spin, but I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, I'm actually simplifying this. You see, I'm simplifying it the best I can without losing people. But it's not simple to simplify. Oh. Now, John 7, verse 4, for there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For there is nothing hid that shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that should come abroad. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Only problem is they're leading you a different path of what's going on. They needed, in the wars, they needed to, after the Civil War, using what is a galvanizing point, liberty and slavery, which is set up in 1712 anyway. They needed more death. So that's why the Illuminati focused on two cultural groups to subjugate next. That was the samurai warrior in 1860s and the Indians in 1870. And that's where the Indian Wars came in. And the Indians were given the channeling in their war dances, the ghost dance, to go back to the old ways. That's what Wounded Knee was all about, to stop it. It's called a dialectic. Indians were here first. Mexicans were too. As I said before, it's always been Satan's plan to use the United States, use the North American continent from the year 1400 to 1425 to begin the colonization, to make North American continent the new Atlantis. That will not succeed. They have accomplished combining all the cultures into one human being. It's been accomplished. National Geographic, October issue, article, Changing Faces of America. They have accomplished their plan. After almost 500 years, it's been done. You go look that article up. Or not, whatever suits you. But it's true. Now, I tell you this because during the peak of the Indian Wars, of death, was the first phase of the New Age movement. It began with Helena Blavatsky, 1875. That invoked, through the killing of the Indians and the rituals performed in the western part of the country, manifested the fallen angels by the name of El Moria, Saint Germain, Dajuacul, and several. So they came in to this realm. Look it up. It's a fact. It's documented heavily. And they instructed, literally, the sons of God, the fallen angels, the hierarchy, what we call today aliens, but they're not aliens. It's a lie. They're fallen angels, rejects out of heaven. And they're headed to hell as their final destination. But in the meantime, they have intergrained with mankind, producing hybrids, skinwalkers that plagued the American Indian before the 1400s. Skinwalkers, look it up. They began three phases of bringing the New Age movement, which, listen carefully, which will replace the Roman Catholic Church. It's called a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. It's a New Age movement. Look up Teilhard de Chardin. He's a Jesuit priest. Teilhard, T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D, de Chardin, and the Cosmic Consciousness. A paradigm shift. He is known as the father of the New Age movement. And guess who the mother was? Helena Blavatsky, before him. How about them apples? You got Descartes, Plato, Aristotle, were all avatars of fallen angels. The Jesuits are murderers. The Jesuits lead the way for the New Age movement. Now watch the timing of this thing. You see, Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, was deeply involved in the idea of pantheism. He's a Jesuit priest, very highly regarded. Part of the Aquarian conspiracy. brought in by Satan. I'm sorry, family. I don't want to upset anybody, but I got to tell you the truth. You got to know what you're dealing with. During the Indian Wars, after the first phase, called the preparatory phase of the New Age movement, which will be used to replace the Vatican, as the Vatican is planned, began in 1875. It ended in 1890 with Helena Blavatsky taking dictation, inspiration from the fallen angels. And this is called the Aquarian Age. They killed her early in 1891. Once they're done with you, they kill you. You will die. So from 1875 to 1890 is the documented preparatory stage of the New Age movement, written down by Helena Blavatsky. 15 years. Then comes the second phase. When did World War I end? The death and destruction from World War I. Around 1918, didn't it? Well, in the year 1919 began the second stage, when El Moria and Saint Germain are manifested into this world by the use of World War I, by the death caused, manifested these fallen angels into this realm. El Moria is the New Age name of one of the fallen angels. Approached Alice Bailey. She is frightened at first. She was convinced by followers of Helena Blavatsky to reestablish contact through ritual, other means. And Saint Germain was a part of it. And she got back in contact with El Moria. And for 18 years, El Moria dictated to her word for word, which gave her the authorship of 18 books. That's given her authorship, but she didn't write them. She was taking dictation from a fallen angel. And one of them is the externalization of the hierarchy. That is a public display of the fallen angels when they finally come into public view. Hadn't happened yet. They've been laying the groundwork. That period goes from, guess what? 1919, at the end of World War I, and beginning in 1949, it ended. Right after World War II, and 1 year before Korea. And I bet you can't guess when Alice Bailey died. 1949. They killed her. When they're done with you, they kill you. And that's what Korea was for, and Vietnam later, for manifestation, celebration, death and destruction by these fallen angels. And preparation for the next phase, to take down America, because we're the last standing bastion, as they have planned it to be, to eliminate the strong military they provided, beginning 1897 with a false flag called Sinking of the Maine. And the takedown of the family began about 1960s with Korea and Vietnam. Drugs and war demonstrations was funded by the Rockefellers and funded by the Illuminati to start the demoralization process. Then came Agent Orange, was to start the cancer and destruction of the Buddha and the religions in Vietnam to set up the communist next agenda. All that was set up. And also the poppy fields, like they did in Afghanistan, the bushes. No pun intended. The third phase of the New Age movement emerged. It's called the intermediate level. The third phase was revelatory phase, emerging after 1975. Remember when Shirley MacLaine said in the movies, "I am God"? That was when that began. It is right after the Vietnam War was going on. Vietnam War ended in 1975. And also, separate investigation, I found out in 1975, the same year, from another source, General Michael Aquino of the Pentagon, founder of SET, Satanist, controls the mind control programs at the Pentagon, Satanist, Anton LaVey type, invoked the Prince of Darkness under ritual in 1975 also. It all began in 1975. And it continues until this day. The revelatory stage of the light of Lucifer. And it was to be given worldwide scale by the radio. You see, each generation, they advance a step up. While we're all busy with other things. They control politics, education, philosophy, art, science, religion, and finance. Y'all getting the picture here? But you know what? They lose. I want y'all to remember that. Because when people hear these things I'm saying, they start saying, oh my gosh, we'll never succeed. Well, you've already succeeded. When you take Jesus Christ as Savior, you've won already. They're the ones in fear because all this planning they have to do. All this checking out, the NSA to checking this and checking that and all that stuff, that's because they have fear. You've got one leader coming. Call him Maitreya. And this one leader, when he finally shows, besides Sananda Manuel, he is called many different names. The Kalki Avatar, he'll be called. He'll fit the Lord Maitreya, M-A-I-T-R-E-Y-A. He will be the Imam Mahdi. He'll be the Prince of Peace, Krishna, the Christ, and Bodhisattva, all in one. The Muslims don't know this. They'll find out later. They're looking for only the Imam Mahdi. And what are you all looking for? You're looking for the Prince of Peace. He'll be him too. What's the Indians looking for? Krishna. What's the New Agers looking for? The Christ. What's the other part of India and the Buddhists are looking for? Bodhisattva. B-O-D-H-I-S-A-T-T-V-A. What they're really talking about here in their planning process is the actual Antichrist. And he'll come in like a man on a white horse to solve all the problems of the day. And then, after he does that, he become loved and respected and all that sort of thing. Then comes the second seal, which is World War III. Family, get ready and get right with God. The plan necessitated war. Plan between the year 1914 and 1945, and I have it documented. It's all been pre-planned, and the wars were to begin in the 20th century by the year 1914. It's already planned long before 1914. And to end 1945. This is documented. You understand this? This is not some kind of tabloid. And by the year 2025 is full externalization of the hierarchy, or the bringing into this realm the fallen angels again as the sons of God. But they're not going to make it. And it's supposed to happen in the year 2025. So they think. So is y'all's head swimming yet? Because I just thrown a lot of stuff at you, family. But you know, your prayer life and living the truth ain't going to win you votes, especially now. But it's going to give you a whole lot easier to sleep, a whole lot easier to to rest when it goes down. History books have been totally corrupted. And here's the rub on this, is they want you to know the worthlessness of all government. So now the Illuminati is going to start telling you the truth to show you how worthless the Vatican is, show you how worthless America is, show you how worthless the Greek government is, how worthless the British government is. The Illuminati is going to be defeated. You know they've had three bankers dead in 1 week? Now, I've been telling these Masons, I've been telling them, warning them that they're going to be targeted. And the three dead bankers, for example, this past week, last week, is just one example of what's happening. When they're done with you at the lower level, they're going to kill you. And you'll find this in chapter 15 of the Protocols. They tell you they're going to. I'm not making it up. That's why you got to renounce that blood oath, man. Get out of there. You got to deliver your family. Deliver, meaning get those demons out of your house. They are there. That's why you're having trouble at home. That's why your marriages aren't working. A lot of cases. That's why that your family, your children are going skyrocket here and there. Because you got demons operating there. I know that sounds crazy. I know it does. This can be shown to you. It's happening now. And the further we get away from God, right now we're at 17 states that are approved or made legal same-sex marriage. Family, there's something wrong with that. Now, I'm not sitting here on a pedestal or a soapbox talking about against same-sex marriage. I'm not getting on that political agenda. I'm telling you what they're actually doing. I'm speaking from a neutral point of view. I'm not judging homosexual marriage. That's another program, actually. I'm telling you what they're using it for. Because when it is against the Bible, okay, so when they get those states to approve it as legislation, that means the country is going against God. God is then going to judge that country. When they start changing the laws, the people get judged individually. The legislators, whether born again or not, they're judged. But when the country changes the laws against God, now that country will be judged. You see, that's how it works. So the way they defeat God is by getting his children to turn away from him. Family, what happened to the Garden of Eden? Did Satan defeat God? No. He went to what he thought was the weakest link. To Eve. We're back to the old story. Eve got to Adam. Adam didn't take care of business. He fell into sin. The both of them sinned together. Both of them sinned the same. And God kicked them out of the Garden of Eden. That turned this world over to Satan. From Adam to Satan. Satan ruled until Jesus Christ died and rose again and said, "It's finished." Satan lost that control, but still allowed to influence. So mankind had to make that choice and decision between God or Satan. Satan tried to fool Jesus in the desert, didn't he? And it tries to find the weakest link. He tried to find out what was the weak link of Jesus. And all Jesus did was shout back at him with scripture and defeated Satan. That's exactly what's going on today. Right now. And boy, it's coming down to a fine wire. Let me tell you what. And right now, family, they have totally infiltrated every single church. Billy Graham's a 33rd degree Mason, always has been. He's a Jesuit. Joyce Meyer is a free Eastern Star. Joseph Prince. All these people, they come very close to truth. But then they got tricky ways of keeping you from living the life. That's why the Illuminati formed the charismatic movement. To save rock and roll. To save by bringing in Christian rock. So much deception is going on. Family, yourself, your family, where two or more are gathered, there's your church. Don't matter whether it's under an oak tree or wherever you are. It doesn't make a difference. It's not about a religion or a preacher or a pastor or a pope or a rabbi. It's not about a religion or a country or anything like that. It's between you and God through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And only true word of God, not missing any verses, not any corrupted verses whatsoever, not one. And no one can show you otherwise and be accurate because they can all be destroyed. The only true word of God is a King James Bible. And there's not one theologian out there can show you otherwise and be correct. Because all the other Bibles are missing verses. They're corrupted words and can be demonstrated. And that's becoming a majority. It is the rule, actually. Family, hang in there. Because you're going to be tested sorely when it happens. When all this changing over, the fallen angels come into play, and all this disclosure takes place. Right now, we're on just floating around doing Bible studies and doing, you know, we can be on a talk radio show, be on TV or whatever you're doing. You can sit in the student union, discuss religion and all that neat stuff, you know. But family's going to come down to it. In the trials and tribulations, your life or your changeover, it's going to happen. Right now, it's practice for everybody. But they're trying to keep you busy. You see, this one, for one example, this Joseph Prince, he teaches a so-called gospel that's devoid of biblical repentance. It's based on a mental acid of such. And as he implies this heretical once saved, always saved belief, that those thinking they're once saved weren't saved in the first place. You just pray a little prayer and you're forever saved while you're in your sin. Well, that's not true at all, because it talks about changes in you. You don't no longer do what you used to do, because the Holy Spirit comes within you. If you continue to do the same thing, then you weren't saved in the first place. And the one called Prince, he brushes off the necessity of turning away from wickedness. He misapplies the meaning of repentance and doesn't teach saving faith. It's accompanying crucifying the flesh. You'll find it in Galatians 5, verse 24. He stated once that repentance just means changing your mind. When John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand," he was saying, "Change your mind, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Well, the truth is, if one doesn't turn away from the sin, you'll never find true salvation to begin with. They're not teaching people this. It's very tricky what they're doing. Repentance means turn away from evil ways, according to the Lord Jesus. It's very tricky. They're well-trained, these people are. And they teach the typical eternal security imputed righteous message as a secret, which is lethal. Well, they're good. They're really good at it. And they have the mega churches so you don't get personal. That's why they have mega churches for. The 10% tithing. Man, that went out in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ, the Sabbath and the 10% tithing, that was the law. Well, Jesus Christ fulfilled that law. There's no Saturday worship, Sunday worship. No. It's every day. Because Jesus Christ is the fourth commandment. His death meant and resurrection meant something. He said, "I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." He fulfilled the fourth commandment. But they want to entrap you to only Saturday worship, seventh day. Because that Saturnalia worship, the black sun, Saturnalia worship is a worship of Saturn, Satan. Sunday worship is no better. It's worship of the sun god Baal. That's Constantine. Council of Nicaea, 325 A.D., the Roman Catholic Church. They got you coming and going. And their heresy of the holidays, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, Easter, every one of them, if you do the research, you'll find it's all based on the occult. Now, I'm going to go after Valentine's Day and Groundhog Day. It's already gone, but it's all based on the occult. I'm sorry, but it is. I don't mean to upset an apple cart, but you got to know what's really going on. You know, you really do. And seek Jesus, not human beings, but Jesus. I understand what the problem is. Men will lie to you. And the scriptures they're using are not true. The King James is the only true word. When I got my hand right here. Well, you don't see it, but I've had YouTube, I guess you would. In Cambridge edition. They can deny all they want, but they'll never prove otherwise. Matter of fact, the proof is completely opposite and will overwhelm them. That's why they get all mad at you when you provide the proof. They get all silly on you. Pray for them. Then pray for yourself to stay strong. The Illuminati has created wars for power and money and death ever since we started in 1776 and even before. Satan's been at work. The founding fathers were deists. Problem is, they're going to tell you the same thing, but this is the only reason for them telling you the same thing I'm telling you. Is so that you'll lose that sovereignty. By seeing how your country has been heretical from the beginning, and you lose that national sovereignty, and they say, oh, but we have something for you. It's peace on earth, but that's not what it is at all. It's a New Age movement. And they're lying to you, too. I'm going to tell you that right now. So they have the problem, reaction, solution. And the solution is Jesus, and that's it. You know that the Hudson Institute and the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace both published reports stating that war is the only means found in 1909 to control and alter the lives of large groups of people. So then, globally elected, connected politicians and bankers love wars for two purposes. For the politicians, Illuminati, secret societies, it's an efficient means of controlling large groups of people. It brings more people who pay taxes under their control, enables them to pass restrictive legislation, stealing freedom bit by bit, little by little, from people. Obama's nothing new. The U.S. War Powers Act of March 1933 is a perfect example. Nothing new under the sun. They're all part of it. For the bankers, we're nothing more than shoeshine boys. That's all they are. They're throwaways. It leads to huge profits. After World War I, Germany actually paid large sums of money to the globalists in war reparations. Destroyed their economy and created the hyperinflation responsible for Hitler's rise to power in World War II. Hitler was second cousin to Queen Elizabeth, Stalin, Churchill. Hitler, as it's now coming out, as we've been saying, moved to the United States in the mid-1940s. He didn't die. And he died in 1966-65 time frame. Oh, yeah. He is funded in 1928 by Wall Street. Wall Street funded the Bolshevik Revolution. Wall Street funded the rise to power of Hitler in 1928 after they planned Pearl Harbor, 1921-22 to 1928, and orchestrated the Great Depression, 1929. Yeah. And you know, to continually reap these huge profits, the globalists will do whatever it takes to foster war and rebellion. The blaming of the Jews overall began in 1885. That led to the Bolshevik Revolution. Need somebody to blame. The Zionists were the ones picked because the Zionists were against regular Jews. The Zionist movement was created by the Vatican. Did you know that after Nimrod, listen, this is important, After Nimrod, well, was that saying that nothing else I've said was? After Nimrod, the third generation after Noah, came what's called the ancient mystery schools of religion, shamanism, Mithraism. That lasted all the way up to about the 4th century. That's a New Age movement. Yeah, about that. That's what it is. Hinduism, Buddhism, shamanism, all that stuff. It goes back, all the way back to Nimrod, Freemasonry, alchemy. When it wasn't working and people weren't coming over to the witchcraft and to the Freemasonry, the ancient mystery schools of shamanism, Mithraism, and all that stuff, the Vatican brought Satan brought Constantine in 325, 313 to 325 A.D. That formed the Catholic Church and the religion of Christianity. It's not about Jesus at all. And so Christianity, under the conditions of the Roman Catholic Church in 325 A.D., formed an umbrella over the New Age movement to cover and hide it. And that's why you see so much about the occult within the Roman Catholic Church. That's why. That's why Teilhard de Chardin was a father of the New Age movement. How about that? So those that became Roman Catholic that would not come over, the Arabs, that would not come over Roman Catholicism, no problem. The Vatican created the religion of Islam in the 6th century to contain the children of Ishmael to give their own religion called Islam. In 1897, the Vatican created Zionism to contain the children of Isaac. In the 1850s, the Vatican created Nazism and fascism. And communism to fight the 20th century. It's all been pre-planned. Just poop, 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 poop. 1920, the Vatican created through Albani, an Egyptian Freemason, created the Muslim Brotherhood to then influence Islam. So by the time it's all formulated, World War III will finally be the last war. That's the second seal. Hadn't happened yet. And that war was planned before 1875 by Albert Pike. And guess what? That war is to be fought by Zionists versus Muslims, Islam, to a final cataclysm that will bring on Lucifer. 3.5 years later, the Antichrist to take control. Now you see how it's all working out? It's all pat, man, right there. We're coming to the end of the program tonight. I got a program tomorrow, 4 to 6, all week. I'll be talking about this and talk to you about how they're bringing felons in to be your national police. It's now taking place. I can tell you about it in more detail. It's all been planned since the days of Hitler. It started taking place on the ground in 2006. I'm going to talk about all this week. I'm going to open up as many wounds as I can to expose the lies that they're telling and what their plans are. All week long. My broadcast goes 4 to 6. Now Tuesday, well, Monday to Friday. Bible study tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Next Monday, I'll be back here, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. I'll be back here for 8 to 10. And we'll keep on plugging for as long as I can go. I appreciate y'all visiting. We had a nice crowd tonight, and I appreciate it. And family, my website, watchmenforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus, and I got my own Tom Gamble. I got him everywhere. Trying to do the best I can with what I got to get the word out. Everything I say, check it out on your own. Don't take my word for it. No, no. And never less than three sources of anything. Never take one person's word for anything. Family, I'm sorry it's got to be that way, but that's the way it is. Seek the truth. You become your own expert. You seek Jesus on your own. Don't go seeking some human being. Seek Jesus Christ, you and him, and you and him alone. That's what he wants. Not just you sit in church and nod your head like a dipping duck. He wants you on your knees. He wants you loving him. He wants you loving each other. He wants you to come to him as your Savior. That's what he wants. Personal Savior. Well, family, I'm going to have to go now. And I appreciate y'all's attention. I'm going to be hitting the ground running all week long. And you can acquire my broadcast, too, at watchmanforjesus.com. And you go there and click and listen, and you can hear me going on. It's also a 24-hour loop that my previous broadcast Bible studies are playing on a 24-hour basis. And so I sort of cut in on it on the 4 o'clock hour to start my live broadcast. That's how it works, y'all. So, but once you start checking out what I've said, you'll find it all to be true. But start your own research. Do your own work. So you'll know. All right, family, I got to get going here, I think. And so y'all have a great night. And God bless. And stay strong. And look to Jesus. And Jesus only. Y'all have a good night. And I'm going to sign off here. The timing sometimes a little bit off, but it's okay. We got it going on. I appreciate the network helping me.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage.
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the